Okay, Chizkuni Parshas Bamidbar. The Parsha begins with the counting of Klal Yisrael, and it says, "Uras Rosh Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael Mishpachosam," and it's Miben Asim Shana Vamala, from 20 years old. Kol Yotzeitz of Abi Yisrael, anyone who goes to the war for Klal Yisrael. So the Chizkuni says, interestingly, this is to exclude the Erev Rav. The Erev Rav were not included in the minion of Klal Yisrael. And then it lists the names of the Shvatim. And Shimon's Shevet is Shlumiel ben Tzuri Shaddai. So he just brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin that this Shlumiel ben Tzuri Shaddai had a lot of names. This is, we know this from the story of Pinchas, it was Zimri and Cosby. Zimri ben Salu, this is the same guy. It's not that there were different heads of Shimon. This Shlumiel ben Tzuri Shaddai, he had another name called Zimri ben Salu, and he had a third name. He had five names, actually, but another name is Shol ben Aknanis. So, as a person with a name Shaul ben Aknanis, that was more famous because he's the ben Aknanis. That it was Dina that was Nivela to Shechem, so she's called the Aknanis, and that's one pshat. The other pshat is that she was a Aknanis, literally his mother, and that's how you know that all of Klai Shaul did not intermarry, and this was the only one. So if you go like that pshat, it all works with the whole, you know, not positive thing about this, that this was the head of Shimon was Shaul ben Aknanis, that his mother would have been Aknanis, and he ended up being the Zimri ben Salu, and anyway, but this Shlumiel ben Tzuri Shaddai, it's all the same person. Okay, then we have the counts of every Shevet, and it says, Vayiyu b'nei Reuven b'chor Yisrael. So why all of a sudden does it decide to tell you that Reuven is the b'chor Yisrael? So, it's telling you why he was listed first, because you would think Yehuda would go first, because he's the first for the Degalim. So he should have gone first. It's telling you to put Ruby in the first, because he's the Bechor. Now, in the Minyan, we don't have Levi. Why don't we have Levi? Because Ein Minyanam Shava. That is, you can't mix Levi with, you can't have a list of Levi's count in here, you know, for many reasons, but one of the things is that the Minyan is not the same, because the Jewish people were counted from 20 to 60 males. And Levi had different minyan, right? They started working from, it was from a month old. They started working from 30. So, it's different. Also, it says these are the people that go to war. They don't really go to war, Levi. They are the Shomer HaKelim. They don't actually go to war. Okay, and then we have in Perek Beis the description of the Degalim. And the Chizkuni here has some fascinating things to say. So, I think what he says here is not said by anybody else, and I'm not sure. But anyway, it says on the Degalim, so there are four Degalim, right, flags. So on Degel Reuven, he says, it said, Aleph Yud Yud Ayeh, or I don't know if I pronounced that right, it doesn't matter. Aleph Yud Yud, it's the letters that matter. And the second Degel was, so in Reuven's was Aleph Yud Yud, and then as you go along, it was Tzadi, Beis Tzadi Ayeh, and the third one had Reish Ches Kuf, and the fourth one had Mem Kuf Beis. So he says those were the names of the Avos. So Aleph is the first name of Avram, and then Yitzchak and Yaakov, and then the second one had the Beis of Avram, then the Tzadi of Yitzchak and Ayin of Yaakov. The third one had the Resh of Avram, the Ches of Yitzchak, and the Kuf of Yaakov. And the fourth had Mem of Avram, Kuf of Yitzchak, and Beis of Yaakov. But you're missing, of course, a letter there. Avram's got five letters. So this is what he says. So you had the four Degalim. One said Ayeh, one said Betza, one said Rochak, and one said Makav on the flag. And then the hay that's missing from Avram. So he writes, the Anan Hayimasaki Chal Yisrael Kamin Hay. The Anan wood was covering Chal Yisrael like a hay. Not 100% sure exactly what that is, but so it had those letters on the Degalim. Furthermore, it had different pictures on it. So on Reuven's, it was red, like his stone on the Choshen, and it had the tzura of a person, he says. And it was red also, like its Choshen number one, and also as a remez to the Dudaim, which apparently were red. And they're also Betavnis Adam. Exactly what that means. But the Dudaim looked like Adam. Anyway, it just means Reuven's flag had this Aleph Yud Yud and a picture of a person, and this, his Dudaim, which were person-like. and it was red. And then Yehuda's had a lion, and it was in the color of Nofach, which is turquoise, I think. And then on Ephraim's, they had a shore, because his father was called Shore, right? Yosef was called Shore, and that was in the color of Shoham, which is opal. No, onyx. I don't know, like his stone, like his, the Shoham on the Choshen. And then the Dun's Degel had a Nesher, had an eagle, and that was colored like Leshem. And that is onyx, or I don't know, some stone. His stone on the Choshen. So those were the four flags, and those also, of course, correspond to the four images on the Kisei HaKavod, and they surround the Mishkan, similar to the way the Chayas HaKodesh surround the Kisei HaKavod. This is all supposed to be a dugma of what goes on in Shemayim. And then he says something interesting. It's not that there were, oh, all countries had flags, and Klai Yisrael, or the Torah, copies them. It's the opposite. This was the invention of the flag. That's what the Chizkuni says. In other words, since the Jews had flags with pictures and colors representing their Shevet or their group, so from here is where other nations learned to have countries with flags and pictures and colors. Everything was learned from here, from us. Okay, now as far as who was facing where, so it just one. He mentions Yehuda. It says, Achonim ken me mizrachi. Yehuda was east. He says that means he was facing the opening of the Ohel Moed. The Ohel Moed opened to the east, so Yehuda was facing that way in the opening to Ohel Moed, because that's the Kvod Shel Melech, the Machne Yehuda. Was the Yehuda's the Melech, so it's the covenant of the Melech, that he's facing the gate of the real Melech. So that's why, since the Mishkan opens to the east, he was on the east. And the same you find by the Levium. It says, Hachonim Lefnei HaMishkan, Kedma Lefnei Ohel Moed, Mizracha, Moshe V'Aaron, Uvanov, Shomer Mishmer, Sam Mikdash. So, same thing. Moshe and Aaron sat Lefnei Ohel Moed in the east, so that's where Yehuda was as well. Now he points out something interesting. You know, it gets repeated, the names of the Shvatim, the heads of the Shvatim, rather. So, for example, well, I don't know, I'm just picking one. Ephraim's head was Elishama ben Amihud in Perek Aleph. And in Perek Beis, it's the same name. Ephraim, Elishama ben Amihud, so it just repeats the names. But if you look at Gad is the Gad in Perek Aleph, it's Pasuk Yud Aleph, it's the Gad Eliasaf ben Di'uel. And then in Perek Beis, it's Eliasaf ben Ri'uel. And the Chizkuni points out on this one, without saying this is Stira, just says that Leis Ksiv Bereish B'chol Ashvatim Bar Min Dein. It doesn't say a resh in the Shvatim, in the heads of the Shvatim, except for him. So I guess, I mean, obviously there are reshes in some of these names. I guess it means as a first, the first letter of a name, there's no one except this. I don't know what the significance of that is, but I'm just pointing it out, and I don't think I ever noticed the Stira and what his name was, but okay. That's it for that. Next. Okay, now we have another interesting episode from the Chizkuni about what things mean. So if you look in Perek Gimel Pasuk Dalet, it says, V'yamas Nadav Aviyo v'nei Hashem. So Nadav and Aviyo died because they brought an Esara to Hashem. V'banam l'hoyilhem, Nadav and Aviyo didn't have any children. V'yichahein, because they would have gone first otherwise. And so instead, since they died, had no children. V'yichahein Elazar v'yisamar al p'nei Aharon aviyem. And Elazar and Isamar became instead of them, al p'nei Aharon aviyem. So what does it mean, al p'nei? What does it mean, on his face? So Rashi says, b'chayef, it was done in front of him. But the Chizkuni says, and that's not what al p'nei means. Al p'nei means instead of. That Elazar and Isamar became Kohanim after Aaron. They were Kohanim, they became Kohanim Gadol, right? They became Kohanim. One would become the Kohen Gadol after him. It's al p'nei Aaron aviyah means instead of. So when Aaron died, they took over. That's instead of. Where do you see this? It says by the at the beginning of Kisetzi, Apnei Ben Asnua Yakir. I quote exactly right. It says that same lesson. Apnei Ben Asnua means instead of. Here, I'll have to read it to you exactly. Lo Yuchel Avaker is Ben Ahuva Apnei Ben Asnua HaBechor. So this, instead of the Ben Asnua, which is the Bechor, means the same thing there. And here's the bigger Chiddush, when it says, Lo Yeh Lecha Elohim Acherim Al Panai, in the Aseres HaDibros, what does it mean, Al Panai? That's what he says it means, instead of me, having Elohim Acherim. Fascinating. Okay. Then we have that the Levim are chosen to be instead of the Bechors, right? So the Bechors were supposed to do the Avodah, then they send the Tachet HaEgel, according to, and the Levim take over. So, listen to this. You know, the Levim were supposed to, should have had, this is why the Chizkuni explained that they should have had a Chelek in the Eretz Yisrael, just like everybody else, but then, right, that was the original plan until the Bechor sinned. The Bechors wouldn't have had a Chelek, but the Levim would have. Then the Bechor sinned. Now the Levim don't have a Chelek because they're working in the Beis HaMikdash all day. So he says that's why the Bechor gets Pishnayim. I don't know, maybe somebody else says this, I don't know everything, but he says the Bechor gets a Pishnayim because he's getting the Levi's Chelek. It's hard to know how that would exactly work out, but that's his idea, and that's why Bechor gets Pishnayim. I mean, there's all kinds of dinim by Bechor, and only by Roy, not by Roy, Kibbamuchsik, and whatever. I don't know how all that would fit, but that's the concept anyway, that they're getting the extra portion is because they're getting what the Levium's share would have been. We have one that describes the Levium, the different families of the Levium. It says, the Kahas Mishpachas Amrami, that's Amram, right? Moshe's came from there. And he says, but Aaron is not Bechlal because Aaron was already separated. He's not considered a Levi in that way. He's considered a Kohen. Moshe and his kids are considered Levi. Okay, then we all know that the Levium were given as a pidyon for the Bechors. But today we do pidyon Aben. So why don't we just pick up a Levi today? How come we don't do the same things that was done in the Midbar? That you exchange one Levi per Bechor. Why don't we have the same thing? So he explains, because the Levium of today were already Nifta, meaning they're already used. Their great-great-grandfather was already used, he can't use them again. Whereas the Bechors were not already nifted because the Bechors of those days are not the Bechors of this days, meaning somebody who was a non-Bechor then has his first, like if he was a non-Bechor in the times of the Midbar, then he has his first child, that's a new Bechor. So that kid needs Pidyon, but he doesn't have a Levi, because all the Levies go back through the father, and they were already used by the grandfather, so that doesn't count, so that's why he says we have to use Slayim. You can't do a pidyon forever like that. Okay, then we have, when we talk about the carrying of the Aron, it says, V'samu badav, you will put in the badim. Now the badim and the Aron were never allowed to be taken out, ever, it's a lot. Once they're in forever and ever and ever and ever, you're not allowed to take them out. So what does Vesamu Badav mean? You'll put in the Badim. So he says one pshat that there were four Badim that would not fit any of the picture books. Two that never moved and two that did move. Okay. Or it means Vesamu Badav, it means that they put it on their shoulders. That's another pshat. Just in Parshas Truma, the Chizkuni says that Moshe put it in and then the Kohanim put it in. They were allowed to do this once. Moshe put it in, and then Machmas Kedushas HaKohanim, they had also put it in. But once it was in then, it was in forever. So that would be V'samu Badav, that one time. Okay, it's another pshat. And they would carry the Shulchan HaPanim, which means it had, there was other Shulchanos, but this was the Shulchan HaPanim, meaning it carried the Lechem HaPanim, and the Lechem HaPanim would not go off it. The Lechem HaPanim were on that, and the Chizkuni just says, I don't know how they did that. How did you carry the Lechem HaPanim, the Shulchan with the Lechem HaPanim on it? Like, how'd they do that? And the Lechem HaPanim didn't fall. He didn't understand how that worked. But that's what it was. They left the Lechem on the Shulchan when they carried. So that was a good, they had to be very careful then. Anyway, just the last thing, that when they took off the coverings, no one was supposed to stare at the Aron and things like that. Because if someone would sit and stare at it, so then they would die. Which is actually a story in Shmuel Aleph in Perek Vav Pasuk Yitet. It says there that they put the Aron on the wagon, it says in Pasuk Yitet, Vayach ba'anshei Beit Shemesh. This is in, like I said, Shmuel Aleph, Perek Vav Pasuk Yitet. Vayach ba'anshei Beit Shemesh. So Hashem gave a plague or killed whatever the people of Beit Shemesh. Ki ra'u ba'aron Hashem. because they were roe ba'aron Hashem. That's what he says. They stared at it. They got hana from it. You're not allowed to do that. And a lot of people died. So that's why, that's the end of this week's parasha. V'lo yavo l'ros kevalas ha'kodesh v'meisu. They should not be looking at it when it's uncovered and they're putting it together, because if they would stare at it, it's not a covered for the aron to be stared at, and therefore they shouldn't look at it. Okay. And just to be clear, other mefarshim do have other pshatim that in that story in Beis Shemesh they've like looked at it derech bizayin or whatever, but the Chizkuni just says to be zonai nehem behem, just to stare at it like that is not a kodesh, that's not a covet, and that's the answer.